Right now, things are extremely difficult to predict because Ortega, the former Sandinista leader, has about 30-32% of the vote according to the current polls. In the past, he had a little more than that, but the non-Sandinistas political parties were united. So he was defeated in the last two or three elections by about 55-45% of the vote. It was, this time he has lost some of his old support, but still remains 30%, but the right or the non-Sandinista groups are divided. And that makes things a little difficult. Ortega has 30% right now. The closer competitor has about 28-26%, and there's another one who has about 20. If they were united, of course, they would defeat Ortega, but they are not, and it would be difficult for them to unite. It is too late. Sociologically, it's mostly lower middle class. He doesn't have too much support among peasants. He does have some support in the cities among those groups.
Why the lower middle class?
Something he did when he was in government was to, well, he magnify the size of the state, and also he distributed a lot of properties that he took away from their owners and gave it away to his followers. So I think that the backbone of Ortega comes from people who received either free homes or whose debts with the banking system were condoned, or some peasants in a smaller scale who received land taken away from other people.